KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Take a look at the state softball championships from yesterday, the first day of the girls' state softball tournament up in Fort Dodge. Class 1A quarterfinals are complete as top-seeded Collins Maxwell defeated Galen Catholic 4-0 in first-round play yesterday. Also, Newell Fonda was a winner over at Linville Sully by a 7-5 count. Lisbon, the number 2 seed, knocked off Wayne 1-0. And number 3-seeded Clark defeating Bishop Garrigan by a 5-0 final score yesterday. Also, Class 2A quarterfinals, top seed North Lynn a winner, 6-0 over Wapello yesterday. It was Mount Air edging Beckman Catholic in 8 innings by a final of 3-2. East Marshall defeating Ogden 4-0, and Alta Aurelia dumps Central Springs 2-0. In Class 3A quarterfinals yesterday, top seed Davenport Assumption a winner, 3-2 over Algona, while Columbus Catholic beat Albia by a final of 8-5 in yesterday's first round play. Our first round play quarterfinals continue today at the complex in Fort Dodge. In Class 3A quarterfinals this morning, the 11 o'clock game has Louisa Muscatine facing Mount Vernon, and the 11:30 contest, West Liberty battling Trainer. Trainer, the number 6 seed in that tourney. The Cardinals come in 30-3 on the season. West Liberty is the number 3 seed. They hold a mark of 28-5. Again, that's an 11:30 start time this morning. Class 4A quarterfinals take over the afternoon session as top seed Carlisle will face number 8 seed Denison in a 1 o'clock matchup today. For the Monarchs, they come in 26-13 on the season out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference, while Carlisle, the number 1 overall seed in the 4A tourney, comes in with a mark of 35-3 on the season. Again, that's a 1 o'clock start time. 1:30 game has Independence facing West Delaware. That'll be followed at 3 o'clock by North Scott versus Oskaloosa. 3:30 start time for Charles City versus Dallas Center Grimes. Then the 5A quarterfinals will take the evening session. In the 5 o'clock match, it's top seed Waukee facing Ottumwa. At the 5:30 matchup, number 4 Indianola will face 5th seeded Johnston. In the evening, at 7 o'clock, Fort Dodge plays West Des Moines Valley. And at 7:30, Cedar Rapids Kennedy will battle Iowa City High in Class 5A first-round play. There are some consolation games set for today as well, dotting the schedule. In Class 1A, the consolation matchups at 11 o'clock, it's Galen Catholic facing Linville Sully. The 11:30 game has Wayne battling Bishop Garrigan. In Class 2A, consolation games set for today. At 1 o'clock, Wapello plays Beckman Catholic, and at 1:30, Ogden will face off against Central Springs. There's a Class 3A consolation game scheduled today as well at 3 o'clock as Algona will battle Albia in the consolation bracket of that tourney in Fort Dodge. Yesterday, we had plenty of high school baseball playoff action. In Class 1A district semifinals, district finals, it was Southeast Warren defeating Audubon in the District 15 championship match. Southeast Warren, a 6-inning winner, 10-0 over the Wheelers last night. Also in District 16, Coon Rapids Bayard advancing with a 3-0 win over Woodbine. In Class 2A district finals last night from District 13, Ogden, a winner over Kemper Catholic. The final score 7-2. In Class 3A district finals in District 15, Harlan defeating Winterset by a 5-2 final. And in District 16, ADM, a winner over Dallas Center Grimes, 3-1 to advance. Also in Class 4A substate semifinal play in substate number 8, it was Indianola knocking out Lewis Central by a final of 8-1 in Monday play. Well, Paul Goldschmidt launched his 5th career Grand Slam in the top of the 10th inning to give the Cardinals a 6-2 lead and a 6-5 win at Pittsburgh yesterday. Jung Ho Gung slammed a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 10th, and the Pirates put up the potential tying run on second base before Jose Martinez threw out Kevin Newman trying to score on a base hit by Jacob Stallings. Matt Wieters hit his 8th home run and added a sacrifice fly to help St. Louis improve to 8-3 since the All-Star break. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-5, San Francisco over Chicago 5-4, Colorado at Washington was rained out. In the American League, Cleveland beat Toronto 7-3, Boston over Tampa Bay 9-4, Minnesota beat New York 8-6, Houston over Oakland 11-1, and Seattle beat Texas by a 7-3 final. In interleague play, the Chicago White Sox topping the Miami Marlins 9-1, and Arizona beat Baltimore by a final of 6-3. In other baseball news, the Milwaukee Brewers could be without ace hurler Brandon Woodruff until September. Manager Craig Counsell says Woodruff could be out up to 6 weeks with a left oblique strain suffered during Sunday's win at Arizona. He underwent an MRI and was placed on the 10-day injured list Monday. Right-handed reliever Birch Smith was recalled from AAA San Antonio. Woodruff allowed four runs before leaving two pitches into the bottom of the fourth inning. The All-Star right-hander has been the most effective starter for the Brewers, going 11-3 with a .375 earned run average. Also around the major leagues, first baseman Ryan Zimmerman has landed on the Nationals' 10-day injured list again because of plantar fasciitis in his right foot. Zimmerman missed 53 games between April 27th and June 28th because of that same injury. He left Sunday's loss in Atlanta after beating out an infield single in the second inning, leaving him with a .246 average, three homers, and 15 RBIs in 33 games this season. The Rangers have placed closer Sean Kelly on the 10-day injured list with bicep soreness in his right arm. However, manager Chris Woodward said the injury appears far less severe than first believed. Woodward initially thought Sunday that Kelly could be done for the season, but an MRI gave the team some encouraging news. Right-hander Edwin Jackson could become a Tiger once again after signing a minor league contract with the organization. The 35-year-old was 1-5 with an 11-12 ERA this season for Toronto, his record 14th major league team over a 17-year big league career. Jackson was an all-star with the Tigers a decade ago, threw a no-hitter the next year with Arizona, and helped St. Louis win the World Series in 2011. Tyler Skaggs has been remembered as he had a private memorial service attended by his Angels teammates. The 27-year-old pitcher was found dead in his hotel room 3 weeks ago. Brewers star Ryan Braun skipped a game in Milwaukee to be at his friend's memorial. Skaggs and Braun were workout buddies. The White Sox have become the first team in the major leagues to extend protective netting from foul pole to foul pole, unveiling it during Monday's game against the Marlins. The White Sox announced the safety measure last month, a week after a foul ball at a park sent a woman to the hospital with her head bleeding. In NFL news, Seattle defensive lineman Jaron Reed has been suspended for 6 games by the NFL for violating the personal conduct policy. Reed may participate in preseason practices and games, but will not be available to the Seahawks in the regular season until October 14th. Reed comes off a solid 2018 season and was expected to be the leader of the defensive line. That suspension stems from an incident in April 2017 that led to no charges being filed. He was being investigated for assaulting a woman who then filed an assault complaint. Well, the Titans have placed Pro Bowl defensive lineman Jarrell Casey, tight end Jonnu Smith, and kicker Ryan Succop on the physically unable to perform list. Tennessee also put first-round draft pick Jeffrey Simmons on the non-football injury list 5 months after the defensive lineman tore the ACL in his left knee. The Lions have placed defensive end Trey Flowers and linebacker Steve Longa on the physically unable to perform list. Flowers reportedly had shoulder surgery this offseason, while Longa is still recovering from a knee injury that caused him to miss all of last season. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Bills have placed running back Frank Gore on the non-football injury list due to what is considered a minor injury. Buffalo signed the 36-year-old Gore to a 1-year contract in free agency in March. The Jets have signed former Texans tight end Ryan Griffin to add depth at that position. Griffin had 136 catches for 1,491 yards and 7 touchdowns in 6 seasons with Houston after being a 6th-round draft pick out of UConn in 2013. And a former world champion in the decathlon says the U.S. track team that comes out of Des Moines may be one of the strongest ever. Dan O'Brien will be a member of the broadcast team for the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships that begin Thursday at Drake Stadium.
I think we're going to have a very deep team. It was a couple years ago, man, the U.S. just cleaned house. I'm not sure this is going to be the strongest team at the World Championships, only because there's a lot of strength in other countries as well.
O'Brien says the Americans will be strong in the sprints.
We're going to see some fast times in the 100. We're going to see some fast times in the hurdles. You know, the question is, can the middle distances continue to shine for the U.S.? And because you know the sprints and hurdles are going to be a strong point for the U.S.
O'Brien says the United States is producing more athletes who can compete on an international level at a young age.
Kids at age 10, 11, 12 are getting very, very good coaching. So as they get into high school, they're getting a little bit of international experience. They're coming out of high school. They're immediately impacting their college teams. And I think that's why you're seeing 19, 20-year-olds competing at the elite level.
That meet begins on Thursday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.